Ik heb het zo. Vrijdag en Ghanneke. Ghanneke is this man, you know, known as the Yontif of Torah Baal Peh. So a lot of times, you know, people are so busy with other things in Ghanneke and the learning suffers. So we have to make sure that Ghanneke should be the time that we chazik with the learning, whatever possible. Okay, so we began already a general discussion of the parchakos and touching, etc. Today we go on to inyan of hoshata. But before we get to that, we'll see also an interesting discussion. Okay, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, quotes pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Suga Bashoshanim, the hedge of roses. You should know that one of the first English svarim written on Taras HaMishpacha was written by Dr. Lamb, and it was called the hedge of roses. Interesting. And one of the first English halacha. That was more hashkafa, and one of the first English halacha on Hilchas Nida was written by Rabbi Tendler, Pardes Rimonim, I believe it's called. Both these svarim have names that others use. You know, it's a limit to how many names there are of svarim. So there's others, Pardes Rimonim, other sugar, but these are. But Dr. Lamb's. Made a big impact on people and keeping Taras HaMishpacha. You know, people forget. You know, people only know. You know, what's the in thing today? You know, but if they really, you know, should see. You know, shouldn't forget what was in the past as well. You know, I'm sure there's some people who still, you know, read these things today. But you know how time goes on. Other people write. Halacha works, and then they forget about the old things. But it should, everything has its significance, I told you that I keep telling you the Sefer Taras Yisrael. That was the handbook for Hilchas Nida, and you hear someone in the street that never have heard of it, you know. But okay. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Suga Shoshanim Head of Roses Shafilu Kesuga Shol Shoshanim Lo Yifritzu Bohen Protzos. In other words, it's like a hedge of roses that we assume that Klal Yisrael will not breach the hedge of roses. In other words, they won't violate Hilchos Nida. They won't breach the hedge of roses. V'hayinu d'amar lei hahu mina l'Rav Kahana. A min said to Apikoros said to Rav Kahana, "Misu nida shari lichudi b'hadega gavra." In other words, we say the halacha is that yichud is mutter. When your wife is a nida, you don't have to move out of the house, right? So he said, he asked the question, how could it be? Efshe esh b'na oros ve'ena ma'af heves. It's like you put fire if you put wood in the fire, it's not going to blow up. So you know, the Yetzirah is so great, so he's not going to violate. So how do we permit yichud with ishto nida? Amalei haTorah hi'ida aleinu. The Torah gives edus on us. Suga b'shashanim safilu kesuga b'shashanim la yifritzu b'hen protzos. That we won't have. The Torah says the hilchas nida is like a suga b'shashanim, and we won't violate that thing. So Tosis asked the Kasha, so what does that mean? Shek Tosis, the Kasha, second line, Mim Tomar. Yichud Daraisa hi. Yichud is a Nisa Daraisa. Especially, we normally assume one-on-one is Daraisa. Once there's more than two people there, then sometimes it's still Osir, sometimes it's Mutter, sometimes it's still Osir. But then it's only Din Rabban. But with Ishto Nida, it's going to be a one-on-one situation. Very often. You have a pasuk in Shir Hashirim The pasuk in Shir Shirim is going to matter in Nisa Daraisa.
Yishlomar the Laosra Torah Elke Ein Imo.
It's another packet I met about Yichud with other, you know, other relatives. You know, it has to do with the packet, separate besides the packet about touching other relatives, but having like taking an apartment with your sister, a single guy, single girl. They're both going to college in the city, and they want to get an apartment together. Is that permissible or not? That's also a whole discussion.
So the pasuk by Yichud talks about Achicha ben Imecha. So the Gemara says Losra Torah like Ein Imo. It was neither sofa litar, so it's not like imo. But then he says, so therefore, mir hecha de lobal, if you need osur lisiachit kedamina per kama de ksubis lobal hu yoshem min hashem ishto yishenem min hashem. So the Torah asked only something that ke'enimo, that's the law of either the mishtarya. That, I mean, it happens to be that there's no yichud with your mother, but what the pasuk is referring to your mother means an issa that's always going to be. And nida is sofa litar. But if hechad lo ba'al, if you'll nida asur lisyachet. But in a chanami,
you know, if he was doesn't have a beer rishona yet, so then it's aser to be misyachin and mishto nida. Yeah, so but that requires a separate limud. But Rav Shechter wants to explain the Tosas. What Tosas is saying, as Rav Shechter explains, is that the pasuk in Shir Shirim is just megale, you know, on that the Torah asked it when there's a yetzahara, when the Yetzirah is not as strong, so then the Torah didn't aser it. So Suga B'Shoshanim is referring to Ishto Nida, Achar B'Rishona, when the Yetzirah won't be...
Isn't legal gospel at that point as opposed to the other times where it's not necessarily legal gospel?
Yeah, and therefore what?
So maybe you should say the Sahara should be Kumpaker, that when she's your wife, then there should be more of a reason to be aser. When she's not your wife, you just got married, you never have deal. It was not gospel, you're not
going to
sort of
do that. Right, but after Birishona, we assume that...
Right, but why can't it be the other way?
Right. You could have said like that, like the other Harchokas, we say that it's more Chomer by Ishto, right. Ishto Nida, and... yeah,
you could say such a Svara, but we don't. Look what the Rush says on page 2. The Rush says, "Mishas riyasa ashatitpol yeshlo tzrachek tzas mibayla v'varm she'efshar ki atora osur yichud shal kol arayis v'gam nidahi b'koris k'shar arayis."
Sounds sort of like, you know, this is like something that was too hard to, you know, so they found the remezla. You know, like sounded like, what are you gonna, you know, it's easy to say, okay, don't pass the keys. That sounds so hard. But to say, okay, every time she's in nida, she has to move out or something like that. You have to have some, you know. So they found the cooler, whatever. But in the Hanami, your svara is a svara. And but you know, sometimes we try to, you know. Okay. Okay. So the topic that we're really here to discuss today is Hoshata, is passing things. That Rashi, and this Rashi is not in the regular Rashi's in Shas. It's quoted from the Machzor Vitri, page 7. There are a lot of halachas in the Machzor Vitri. No, you know, they made a new printing of the Machzor Vitri, you should know. So, if you... you should look up the Machzor Vitri. You should look them up. Okay, I have what to say. Kach ve'isi es Rabbi Noheg. This is his Talmud. Afilu m'msiris mafteach l'shum dover miyodol yodo hayaporish. In other words, even giving the keys, passing the keys from him to her, he was Purish. It's much from here that the Talmud knew what was going on. That's what is mashma. You know, even though we try to always, you know, do it in a way that won't be so conspicuous, but not only mashma, then he records it. You know what I mean? You know, that's what is mashma. Kach ve'isi, it's Rabbi Noheg. You know, it's tafilu b'mesiris mafteichel shum dov v'miyodul yodeh ha'porish. Right, this was his chumrah.
Right.
This was the zahiris of Rashi. Yeah, so Tosfos and Ksubas here on page 6. The Machzor Vitri, Pirsha Rav of Shemaya. And this is Rashi. It's interesting, we assume it's Rabbeinu Simcha, but I guess there's a question whether he says it's Rabbeinu Shemaya. In the Machzor Vitris of today, it says Simcha. But you see that Simcha is a good name. You could use Simcha. Son Simcha, that's a name on the books. Simcha. Simcha Zelig was the Dayan and Brisk. Okay, there are other Simchas, yeah. Master Vitri Pirsha Rav Ravina Shmaya, but he says, if you want to name Shmaya, you know, okay. Shayaniza Rashi, Afila Shalolite Machtech Miyodol Yoda. Okay. So he quotes this. Right, and it's interesting that this became the normative halacha, that we don't pass things direct. We don't pass things direct. This became, even though I'll show you that most Rishonim never heard of such a thing, and Fakir, most Rishonim say explicitly not that way. It was just sapshat that they don't speak about it. They speak about it, and they say explicitly not that way. And yet, nonetheless, Shitas Rashi, this, it's not even like Rabbi Tachum says, not even Shitas Rashi, it was his Hanhoga. It's not like Rashi says this is the halacha. It was like Rabbi Tachum says, Mashma from the Machzor Vitri, that this was his personal Hanhoga. But once the Mechaber decides to codify it, so then it's over. You know, and so... Now, the first thing the Rashba points out in the Tshuvas HaRashba, page 3, it says, V'chein afil hoshotis kli miyad ishto nido liyodo osur v'fi shalibo gaspa uv'krevis ma'at ikil mechash laher yalavera v'l'shar nashim chein libo gaspa hen. So in other words, there's no isser of you passing, like a person's dating. So presumably the dating a young lady. So presumably she didn't go to the mikveh. She's single. She's old enough to be a nida, and she doesn't go to the mikveh because she's not married. So all penuyos are nidos, and yet we don't find a halacha that you can't pass her something. Because it's not libo gaspa, meaning even though he's dating a long time and he knows her, but for Gabi this halacha, they didn't live together yet, so it's not libo gaspa. So Mimela, since it's not libo gaspa, so then it's permissible to pass. So this din of hoshata was only said by ishto nida, ishto dafka. Now, If you want to see now, what the Gemara says about this topic. So take a look in that Gemara on Ksubas and Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says on the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Melacha She'isa Isha Osa Labayla, Nida Osa Labayla. Chutz Mi Mezika Sakos, Hatzos Amita, Vachatzos Ponov Yodav Veranov. So Anida could do, you know, all these things. She could cook for her husband, etc., all these things, but she can't be mozik the kos, which we'll have a separate shiur on discussing what that means. What does mozik the kos mean? That requires a separate. So then the Gemara says, mozik the kos, let's assume it means now, for just for argument's sake, in a superficial way, pouring a cup of wine for her. So Shmuel mechalfalei devisu biyada de smol. So he would, when she was in Nida, he would do it with a shinoi. He would do it with his left hand. Abai manchalei apuma de kubo. Abai would put it not on the regular place where he would normally put a cup of wine for his wife, but he would put it on the barrel next to her. Rava Abesadia, he would put it on by her head, Mira Shosov. So they do all these type of things. Rav Papa Ashar Shifa, he would put it on the, she says, the Safsa. So let's look in Tosis. Machas of Vidya Pirsha of Shemaisha and Nizarashi, a field of Shalalitim of Teach Miyadal Yadu, Mikan, Ein Raya. So don't you see from this Gemara the same thing that you didn't pass directly? Shani Mzikas Koshu Dova Shalchiba, Masura Fuel of Havil of Lufan of Shulchan. So he says, no, from this Gemara is different because Mzikas HaKos is something. Cup of wine is more of chiba. Keys, there's not so much chiba in the keys. So there you could say only it's a din by Mezikas HaKos that he didn't. But then he says no. And Mezikas HaKos, the Isser is even if you're not handing it to her, even if you're just putting it down in front of her. So you don't see from this Gemara, so therefore, they put it in, by her in the derech shel shinui. So Tosfos is saying, don't bring any rayas from this Gemara that there's an issa of passing, because that was a special din of Mezikas HaKos that was derech shinui, and Mezikas HaKos is also even to put it in front of her, to put the cup of wine in front of her, which is not the discussion of passing per se. So it's more chomer because of the chiba. So memeila the whole. You can't bring any rayas from this Gemara, one way or another. And this other thing that Rashi is telling us is a new thing. Now, if you look in the Sefer Yerayim, and the Ramban and the Hilchos Nida Ramban also says also Hoshi Klum Miyado. He says that as well, the Isser of Hoshata. But look in the Sefer Yerayim, he says on page 9, the Ksuvus Perak Apple Pier Min, Kom Melacha Shisha, also the Bible, Nito, so the Bible, Kutz Mizigas, Kos, Hassas, Amita, Hassas, Pada Yoda, Veraglov, Perush Mizigas, Kos, Umoshetis. Al Meziga below Hashata Sharia. That Meziga, the Uranium says, is only if you pour the cup and then you hand it to her. But Meziga alone, without Hashata, is Mutter. So Pashtas, they point out that the Sefer Yireim is saying Beferish that there's no Isser of passing. And the Isser of passing is only by a cup of wine, and it's only together with the pouring and the passing together. But Fakert, the way the Yireim is saying is that you need both. You need Meziga and Hashata. Meziga lo Hashata Shariah. Tashirin Hasam. And the Rambam as well also never heard of this halacha. Because if you look in the Rambam, on page 10, going over to page 11, Kol malachos she'isha oseh lebayla, nid oseh lebayla, chutz mi mezigas hakos, v'atzas hamita, v'achatzas ponov yodav haraglov, zerim shem hir Hashem yovo livo. So these things are going to create excess closeness. V'fichach matzas mitosuk she'hi nid shalom b'fanov. You can make the bed shalom b'fanov. Whereas you can't pour the kos and hand it to her like you normally. When she's doing it for him, meaning, whereas normally she'd pour the cup and she'd hand it to him. So here you can't do that, you have to put it down. But mashma, anything else would be okay to hand. It's only the end of the, like the Yireim, like the, yeah, and this is pointed out by the Magen Mishnah on page 10 in the bottom. He says, V'dam, mashma, kosev rabbeinu, ve'enu nosenes oso biyodo, kedarko, tomid, nira shashar devarim yicholahi lehoshit miyodo liyodo. Mashmir, it's only din v'chein dask sas meforshim, like we saw in the Yireim. V'yesh machmirim b'chol dover, and the yesh machmirim b'chol dover. V'day sheimei nidusa v'imei nibuna shavim b'zeh, etc. Okay, so again, the Rambam doesn't have this thing. It's only din to pass a cup of wine with one to the other. When there's mazika together with oshad, like what we saw in the Yireim. But any of the keys, the this and that, is not part of the... That part of the issue, yeah.
Just possibly, maybe Rashi in that Gemara says Makalkoi, it actually says be maybe Buna.
Yeah.
But maybe.
So.
Maybe if it's been in Idusa, then even other things, yeah. So, the Gemara is only saying only if you get Makalkoi, so that's be maybe Buna.
Right, okay. So that's an interesting point. What's the concept of Yimei Buna? So, right, we saw the Tosis yesterday about
that used to be
Rekel. But we'll see. When we get to Moshe, in the Dibros Moshe has a piece about... because Lachar? What?
That's what's supposed
to be. Yeah. So, okay. But the simple shot is that we assume it's the same. And then the Sefer Truma on page 13 also says that. On the bottom of the third column on page 13, the last line, he says, Shem Shem Rai Lesser, Elo Hoshotis Kos Shal Yayin Shadu Vrechim. In other words, from that Gemara you see only Hoshotis Kos Shal Yayin. Kach Beseid El Er Rabba. And then he says, V'amach Mil Yizar M'lo Shal Shum Dover Miyodo Liyodo Tovol Av Bracha. And that's the extra chumrah. Anything, but you see that the Rishonim, if I can't, either said the Gemara is beferish and didn't even bring it down, or Chol HaPochus brought it down as a chumrah ba'alma. And even as Rabbi Tachman pointed out, even Rashi himself was mashma that, as Rabbi Tachman said, that it was his. Is the hearers, you know, to do. Now the Rashba, on the other hand, he holds that it's aser. Anything is aser. So he's saying, so what's the discussion of the kos? The Gemara of Mezigas HaKos has nothing to do with passing. So Tosa says, because we don't know what the din is by passing. Though the Rashba says, no, we do know the din. Shezo afil bekelim da'alma osir. In other words, he's the one, the Rashba, he says it's osir. Afil bekelim da'alma, if you pass directly. The chiddush of kos is even to put in front of her. So the chiddush is, if you do it b'shinoi, then it's okay. In other words, the kos has a different standard of passing. Passing by kos doesn't mean handing, it means putting it in front of her. So if you do it in an awkward way, then it's okay. But the Rashba, he says it as a halacha. But shar devarim, it's aser. And you see, the way I think they point out, from the Rashba, is saying that's Medina de Gemara. Because if it wouldn't be Medina de Gemara, he's touching up what the Gemara meant based on the assumption that shar devarim is aser. Because that's because if not, you could say shar devarim also. That's not Medina de Gemara. That's a later thing. He's saying no, shar devarim is also. So therefore, you have to touch up. The Gemara means that by kos, it's a different din of passing. It's a passing meaning placing in front of her. And there, the Gemara makes the comment that even that type of passing is also. And again. This is brought down in Halacha Kuf Tzari Hei Beis, in page 19, as a Halacha Psuka, Belishim Cholik. Not a Yesh Omrim, you know what they say, when the Mechaber wants to say, minimize a Shita, so he'll have a Stam in Yesh Omrim, with Halacha Stam, then he'll have a Lashon, Yesh Misha Omer. Yesh Misha Omer, Yesh Misha Omer out there. But here, no. He says, Lo yiga ba halacha beis. Afil ba esbe ktana, ve lo yoshit mi yodo li yodo shum dover, lo yikablenu, mi yodo shem yiga bepsar. So that is the, so that's why it became a halacha psuka. It became a halacha psuka that this is awesome. Now there's a tshuva of the Binyamin Zev on page 15. What about if you want to toss the keys? Where do you want to toss the keys? Page 15. Ha'osam ha'matir la'atzmam v'zorkim mafteich adov acher miyodo liyodo roi ligor bahem. Right, so it's an interesting lashon. Roy ligor behem. You should grumble at them. These people who are tossing keys. And when it's quoted in the Ramah, page 19, he just says haga tochein ol yidei zrikim yodol yodol hefech aser. He doesn't. Roy ligor behem is a funny type of lashon. So the Ramah doesn't aser.
Why?
Oh, we'll see. Yeah.
Why should Zrika be worse than Hoshata the small, which the Gemara said the Ferish was okay?
Right, but Hoshata the small is by Kos, where you
even by Kos.
Where you're putting it down. Where you're putting it down, so you're going to, instead of putting it in front of her like the way normally the way you do it, you're putting it down in front of her, but small, so anyway, this is a chomer dika type of passing that we have by Yayin, that it's even b'faneha, so you do it small, it's okay. But something that is this type of passing, which the Rashba says, Medina de Gemara is aser, because that's a more direct thing. So whenever there's direct So, you know.
Is the worst shinoi. It's
a shinoi that will work within Hilchas.
Better or so you say it than
in Hilchas. In Hilchas passing of a cup, which has a different standard of passing than the regular passing. So again, you have all these shitas that don't hold, and you know you have the Rambam, the Reim, these things. But then you have the Rashba is the one I would say that's most, because he's like reading it into the Gemara. He's touching up the Gemara based on the assumption that there's an Issa to be Moshit Lehetia. Now, if you want to look here, Rosai, I put in the supplement. I'll tell you what I tell you. You know, sometimes you read a sefer, right? And you don't know what they're talking about. Because they're speaking about a certain metzius that was common, and they're trying to describe it in a sefer. And we didn't live in that kufa, so you have no clue what they're talking about. If we would live in that kufa, it would be simple. Everyone knew what they were talking about. So the same thing I say about the tshuva here by the Deborah Tzina Rav and Rav Menashe Klein about ping pong. They try to describe to you what ping pong is in a sefer. And believe me, if I didn't know what ping pong is, I would have no clue. Here, take a look on page 10. Just look, just for the sake of... The question is, could you play ping pong with Ishtonita? Yeah, first word on the line on the right side, page 10, and in the supplement, is Im Sharilo. Im Sharilo Lishtashea Im Ishto Biosanida Bischok Hanikra Ping Pong. The Derg Mitchazehu Bzah Otham Mashal, Ish Maka Be Eitz Ogul, Verachov Al Kodur Kotan Kal Hakfitza. You would never understand what he's talking about. Eitz Ogul, that's the paddle, and he's at the ball, which is, you know, easily. You know, it's easily Hakadur Noge Bechila Bechelak Hachetzi Hashulchan Hakorav Lagabi Didei. Right? Kischok Zem Sachim Al Shulchan. Hashulchan Nechel Rebeis Chalokim Al Yidei Reshes. Right? So we know what it is, but believe me, I'd have no clue if I didn't know what a ping pong. You know, and this just is a Megala. All these cases where Poskim talk about Metzius and that they have that. We don't know what to talk about. Which another hakodur b'shulchan b'chelach asomuchlo kofetz l'malam ereshes etc. So he has this discussion. Is that okay? So he says. Yeah, he says, "V'shafli leheter al divrei plesi elu." So he wants to. The halolohu v'lohi zorki b'kado mizuluzu mizeluzu el adrava al pichuke mischa kodem tzarich sheiga kado al shulchan shagia gado atzmo me al shulchan hakaz tzad shekeneged makhe b'kado lachzor lozar sad hashini. So what do you think? Was it bounces first?
And it's supposed to bounce first.
Right,
it
doesn't
bounce first either.
Right. Right. Because what does the placey say if you throw something up? Right, there's a famous placey. We have it here, one page. Here, the placey on page 7. Whereas if you throw something up in the air, then she catches it. So what is he saying? That because there's no kir of das, it's not. He's not throwing direct. So the same thing over here. So that's why he wants to be makel. But Rav Menashe Klein, Rav Menashe Akhaton Klein, they both interesting. Both the Debrecen and Rav Menashe Klein both had shuls on 16th Avenue in Borough Park. They still exist, but unfortunately, they both have since passed away. He also speaks about this shayla. Tshuva to Rav Kenny, the Yakarov. Yakarov. Hey, the Yakarov. So he, Rav Menashe Cotton, says, he thinks, Matter Neri Leschok Ping Pong, fourth column, Vade Osir. Koshke Mikil Bapinus Neri Marlachibi Seri Rak Natil Batsmo Shabkal Kiba, Koshke Naskok Shu Yadeshu Rak Indian Shakiba. Right, so that's, and that's what Rav Abadi told me as well. He thought that, you know, in the context of, you know, playing together, even though it's not the exact, maybe it bounces first. So Rav Abadi thought all these things of tennis, ping pong, and all these things, just like Rav Menashe Klein, are usher and ishto nida, because it's in the context of playfulness. And
it's not like something which is new for your wife to play tennis or ping pong.
Right, so you could say that's far, right. Right.
Well,
right.
It's not shallow media.
Right.
More bar from the bag of chips.
Right, right. That's true. I guess, you know, some people are more familiar with the tennis scene than others, perhaps.
And definitely not something that you do only with Terry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I guess, I assume maybe Rabbi doesn't even realize that people do that, perhaps. You know,
ping pong with other people.
With other people's wives or something like that. You know, right, people.
Right, it's like a tournament.
Yeah, have tournaments. So it can be a man and all, right? He would probably say, you know, like,
he said, even in Tahora, what they should be learning.
Right, yeah, that's what, yeah. Okay, so I don't know, that's the. So the Debrecen just seems to say it's mutter, and Rav Menashe Klein seems to say it's also, but Rav Abadi told me he thought that it would be also as well. But they talk about playing shach, playing chess. So that Rav Abadi said she really should be learning, but if he needs to, Rav Abadi thought the board game, Ish Donida, you know. For some reason he can't be learning. Maybe he's okay, everybody said. Okay, so these are interesting applications of this Binyamin Zev of tossing things. And okay, now the other question that is very a common question is Bez Hashem, you have a baby, so of course, when a woman gives birth, she becomes a nida for a bunch of weeks, and you have a newborn, and she's a nida al pidin. So passing the baby nichlal in this or not? So this discussion of the baby, even though, you know, in the Wayu world people quote from Rabbi Willig, but it's a discussion that goes back to the Rishonim, to the Tashbetz. It's an old discussion. And the Tashbetz speaks about this in two places. Page 16. He says, he's listing different things here. So, hey, the fifth thing is Hachakas Dal and Amish Lo Nesrul and Begir Mamish. I'm sorry. Hey, also Lahoshit, Tovim Yodel Yoda.
Mashma dafka midi dachila. Rashi yenizar loshilo mafteach. Hey nogu. Little miyodo hatino gnirish mutter dechai no se zatzma. So the Tashbeitz makes this comment of chayno sezatzmo, which chayno sezatzmo normally means if you carry something on Shabbos that's a live thing that can walk on its own, so you don't have an issur d'oraisa. It's chayno sezatzmo. Why that is, that requires a whole shiur in Hilcha Shabbos to discuss that. But So he uses this concept of chayno sezatzmo, that the live person is so to speak carrying himself, so that's not called really passing. And the Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand what that means, what the application is. We have it here in the... Here's an Aruch HaShulchan. Could I put it in one of these packets?
Six in the supplement.
Six in the supplement, okay. Six in the supplement. So he says, in the Pesach Tshuvah, he says, look in the brackets in the third column. I am his chayshuva. Sifkan gimel b'shem Tashbeitz. To mihani eze inyan hu l'chay no se zatzmo. What does it have to do with chay no se zatzmo? That's. Remember, Daniel Feldman said to me he thought maybe the idea is that if it's something that's an inanimate object, so then it's more of a direct thing between the man and the woman. If the person, if the thing is carrying itself is alive. So that's maybe less.
Doesn't Chayno say that's only by like a kid that's like 2 or 3 years old?
Oh, so that is.
By Shabbos, not the one.
Yeah. However, if you look in Tosis in Rav Lezer de Mila, the first Tosis there, he says not that way. And Rav Abadi holds from that. It's a machlokas. But there is a Tosas that says that the Tinok on the eighth day of the Mila is Chayno Sezatzmo. So it's a discussion, but so a body point that you shouldn't forget the Tosas and the blessed of the Mila. Okay. Then, so the Tashbeis says it over here, then he refers to it again. On page 17, the second arrow, he says, "V'chein anu nogim al sheish l'hakel litol tinok miyada kishem dechayno sezatzmo k'dishem mitzvim v'chino v'hi eina hosa klum el hatinok atzmo hu yotzei mechek imo uvo lechek aviv." So it's similar to what Rabbi Tuchman said to me once when Rabbi Reuven Feinstein, that like the kids, like, reaching out. So she's not really, Right. So that wouldn't necessarily, this far wouldn't necessarily apply to the newborns. That would be more to the older. Child. However, Rav Aaron Felder in the Sefer Rishume Aaron. So Rav Aaron Felder, Baruch Hashem, I was zochet to have a relationship with Rav Aaron Felder. He was a big Talmud of Rav Moshe. We once sat at a wedding together and we discussed a lot of Inyone Nida and other things. We sat next to David Eichowitz, married a girl from East Brunswick who originally lived in Philadelphia, and that was his shul. And Rav Aaron Felder was very close with Rav Moshe. He spent hours in the apartment being Mishamish Rav Moshe. And so he came out with two volumes of different psukim that he heard from Rav Moshe that are not, found elsewhere, that he heard directly. So, and then I used to call him to discuss
discuss it with him. Unfortunately, he was niftar last year, a very sudden, not such a, you know, unfortunately. So he has there in the sefer a word that if it's not hoshata, it's just like something is, you know, you're taking it off somebody. Like she say, she has something in her thing, and you're removing it from her. So maybe it's not that she's being moshed. It's to is another tzad kula in stam in this discussion.
Yeah, you say that's based off like the Gemara in Gittin that says that when the woman wants to get, so if she takes it off the husband's like pocket or something, he has to do a maisa, otherwise it's not considered like not in the scene unless he moves a little bit.
Right. Right, so he has to do my sincere. The question is, how do you apply it to these things as well? So. Excuse me? Yeah. Okay. So that's. So then Rabbi Willig has said that, and Rabbi Sobolovsky quotes it in his Sefer Hilchos Nida, that maybe the pshat is that, you know, certain things were matir letzara chole. So as Rabbi Sobolovsky pointed out in his Sefer, normally letzara chole means when she's a chole or he's a chole, that's the whole discussion. He has the thing you're passing, a carton has a din of chole, so maybe letzara chole, then it would be. As Rabbi Gedalia Berger pointed out, as from hearing from Rabbi Willig, his main concern was, which is a valid concern, that, you know, sometimes when you put the keys down, so you put on the table, so face it falls off the table, big deal. But Chas V'Shalom, you put a baby face, you're in the parking lot and you put it on top of the car because you're in Chas V'Shalom, So maybe in a broader sense, that's what Rabbi Willig was saying, is considered tzarach hachola. So maybe this would be mutter tzarach the baby is tzarach hachola. So that's one approach. Rav David Feinstein told me he didn't think there's a heter for. That's one of the questions I asked him in the sukkah. The other stuff is not to.
Bo Bayam.
What?
Take Bo Bayam, the most famous idea.
Yeah. Okay. So he didn't, you know, he wasn't the Yachis to any cool. But I definitely could hear everybody also, I don't think, has a cooler, told me he doesn't have a cooler on this matter. But I could hear, you know, what to say. I mean, again, the coolers go back to the Tashbates. So you might have a question, what does he mean, or that. But, you know, it's on the books from Friedeke. You know, Tashbates is something. You know what I mean? So, you know, you could say, Rosh Hashulchan doesn't understand, or whatever. But, I mean, so, you know, so there is, you know, the cooler goes back. On the books from, and especially, so this is the other Nakuda that I want to point out, what Rav Avad Yosef's point is. Rav Avad Yosef has an interesting ha'ara. He says, why in the world did the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like this Shita? I mean, like, so you could say simple pshat is Chumra de Nida, they wanted to be mafker, but you know the Rishonim seem, a lot of Rishonim don't hold from it. So why did the Shulchan pass? So he wants to have his following suggestion. He wants to base it on the Ran in Psachim. I have the piece here. Yeah, Ranim Psachim. First, the Gemara Psachim on page 24 of Kuf Ches. So the Gemara has a famous Shaila. You do Haseba. So the assumption is by the Dalek Kosos, you only have to do Haseba two out of the four. But the question, the Gemara didn't know whether it was the first two or the last two.
So the Gemara says, so in the end, hashta the itma hachi, itma hachi, idi vidi bahu haseba. So do for all four of them.
So the Ran asked, this is a very famous Ran, because the Mishnah Lamelech has, and the part that's famous is not the part we're going to be talking about, but this, the Mishnah Lamelech has a grosser thing on this, and that's the following. That why did you say Safik Drabon Lakula? If you're not sure, the whole idea of Haseba, Dal Kos itself is only Drabon. Haseba and Dal Kos is certainly only Drabon. So if you're not sure, so say Safik Drabon Lakula. So the first teretz is the famous teretz he gives. Because if you're going to say Safik Drabon Lakula, then you'll knock out the whole mitzvah. You'll say, by the way, when it comes to the first two, you'll say maybe it's the last two. So you, and when it comes to the last two, you'll say maybe the first two. So maybe, so you'll knock out the whole mitzvah. And it was clear that they made a din derabanan of saving by dalakosis. So as a result of saying Safik derabanan lekula, you're going to knock out the whole mitzvah, then you can't say Safik derabanan lekula. That's the first teretz, and that's the more famous teretz, because there's a Ran in Megillah that discusses about the Yoros that are Suffolk, where the Mukav Chomer was Yeshua Ben Nun, so and he says there's something that might, okay, but that's the second. And the second teretz is that you're right, Suffolk to Rabbanu Lekula, but if it's so easy to do, then we don't say. Came into Lav Milsa the Tirchali of doing the Rafcha de Milsa. So that's what he says. So to be mace of all four, big deal. So that's not way asking you for. We're not asking so much from you. So the mice, you know, so Rabbi Avadi Yosef wants to say, maybe we really should have been makel by the keys or something like that. You know, it's a whole thing, is only a drabanan and a hachakas. But what's the big deal? What's the big deal? So pass the keys. What's the big deal? So based on that, he says, but in Inochanami, when it is a big deal, then maybe in Inochanami, there's what to say, that we shouldn't just say L'chumra. In other words, he talks about, you know, you have a carriage or something like that, where it's not such a, you know, he writes, Hey, mutar l'ha'alos eglas atinok mikomar karkal komat dirosum. In other words, if you have a baby carriage and you have to carry it up the stairs, and you don't have an elevator. On page 22, in the Taras Habayis. So he says, you have to carry up the thing. Baal v'yishish or the Rosh Mekom Gvoa. Right? So, and they can't, one of them can't do it alone. They need both of them. So he's making things to tell Eliezer. Has this thing. He goes from the Tzitz Eliezer. So Rav Avad Yosef says that that maybe that's as far. He says, Venera, page 23, Tafel Pisha Rambam, Vayirem, Vara'om, and Miri Kulus Viru Lahatir. He says, the whole Vilav Milsa the Trichahu Kulayel, so just do it. But then he says, but in the Chanami, when it is a Milchasa the Tircha, so then maybe it could be Mekel, like over here. It's, so perhaps someone will say maybe the same thing by the baby, that maybe it's not a question so much of a tircha, but it's a tremendous, you know, like Rabbi Willow was worried about, a tremendous chashash. So maybe, again, there's a little room to be Mekel. Okay, so those are the... I assume so. There are five of Cohen in the Bari HaShulchan on page 28. It says, Ochas Betino. He says, if one of the parents is holding the baby, if it's not right that the other spouse said kiss the baby or be playful with the baby. If Ishto Nida is holding onto the baby, some say maybe he can't even put on his hat when the mother's holding and she's in Nida. But he says if it's necessary that it's a winter day and his hat blew off, and so that the father could put it on. And in Nun Hey, in the Tziyunim, he writes, Ke'en she'kos of Aramoah, t'stam tzorchei kotin k'chol adomi. So that's what Rabbi Willig extended that to stam passing, which, you know, you could say, you know, you could debate whether yes or no. But he's saying it, Lagabi, this type of case, of when there's a tzorch for the kid because he's going to catch a cold or whatever. So he thought, in that case, Moshe's tshuvas, a couple of tshuvas about, you know, husband and wife holding on to a heavy load together. So he quotes from a Mishnah in Zavin. You know, the Gabi Tuma Zav. You see that the pressure. So maybe you see from there that the tumor goes from one to the other because he's leaning on the other. So he thinks maybe it's not. Okay. But then the more famous tshuva that he has is 31 and 32 about the hakakas. You have to do them if there are other people around. So Moshe is not from the Mekilim of us. He's not from the Mekilim of us. No, I usually tell people that they have to, you know, do things with seichel, because he's saying the women aren't boshos, but Rabbi Willig, you know, tying it well, is in the Metzias that they are boshos when people knows that they're neither. Okay, so Lamaisa, you gotta just use a lot of seichel to try to do it in a way that you won't embarrass your wife, and you won't. They could be what to say for, like Rav Avadia Yossi said, that if the whole reason of the kula, the chumra is ain't tircha b'kach, maybe this could be nichlal in that, you know, discussion of whether it's something that is a tircha or something that is a, you know, big deal for somebody, then maybe there could be a svara l'hoke. Okay. There's another tshuva we didn't see in the Toros MS of Rabbi Fal Beardugo on page 18. Where he, you know, in other words, the din of Zerika is only found in the Ramah. It's not found in the Mechaber Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, page 18. So he says that Hoshot itself is a chumra, is a gzera. So we're going to make a gzera l'gzera. Oh, he says kul chad is gzera. He says, Choshad Gufa, he chum yisera, Rav Poskin lo svirle. So Rabbi Chotru so smachlas abashas or b'shar mokum lo motzu. Rav Amagi digdek midive Rambam lo shot ashari. Kachos of a base Yosef b'shem sefer Truma v'chenikar emes v'yatziv minayin lo lechadish gzeres midatenu acher chasimus hashas lugzor al shota.
Opposing Shokos of Shem Rashi and Nisar, there's Shabeno Zal Michisuduso Michlushoso Nahakain. Right, like Rabbi Thomas said, it was his personal chumra. Lolipo halachal Doris Lesser. Elamia Achashi Yotza Dovim Hikodsho, Mikodesh Royally Zarb their Hasidus of Alzrika Nirashain Hashashi Sukla. So he wants to be Makel on Zrika, but certainly Ashkenazim are not Makel. I mean, obviously, Rafael Verdugo was not from the Ashkenazic. I think one of the Germazians married a Verdugo. His brother's here, whatever. Verdugo is not from the Ashkenazic camp so much. Okay, Nirish HaMekel B'Shas HaTchach Lo Hifsid V'Zrika. So therefore he says, one second, V'Gam HaShad B'Shas HaTchach Nir L'Hakel. Oh, so he has it on the lips, the Rafael Bardugo, that maybe even HaShad B'Shas HaTchach is Nir L'Hakel. Shrei V'Rof Poskim Matirin. Rambam Smags Sefer Truma. Rabbeinu Yuchim Chos Nochem Machmir Mashmid Lo Yisur Ika. Okay, Nirish HaMekel B'Shas HaTchach Lo Hifsid V'Zrika Shari L'Gamri. Okay, so the sefer is a sefer that's quoted. It has a kula b'shas hakach. So that can go. So you have to see what's a real shas hakach, and what's again. You know, some people are not giving kulas, but these are the kulas that it's just the toros emes. Here, so that is the okay. So that's the basic discussion on this topic, And the Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim here on page 5 in the supplement. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Heidu al Rashi, Shumal Yerotza Lotez Mafteh. But again, it's so interesting that Heidu alav, that obviously, like we saw, that people realized this was going on, and Rav Gedalia Berger likes to tell over a story that when he was in Gush, and Rav Amital was there, and there was a polo couple, and the husband did something the way he had a pass on or whatever, that it was very obvious that his wife was Anita. So Rav Amital thought, it's no mitzvah to let the whole world know that your wife is Anita. Now again, it's a story, and you don't know how to. Maybe he was just telling him you should have used more seichel in how you went about doing what you did. Or would he just say, it's a shas hakatz, so just follow, what the Rafael Bardugo said, and so it's hard to, but certainly kuli amal opligi, that a person should use his seichel at all times. That I think. And a lot of times if a person just gives a little bit more thought, he can do it in a way that he'll be loyal to the halacha and be loyal to his wife's personal feelings as well. Okay, so that's okay, Be'ez Hashem, again, everyone should have a freilich and Chanukah, and we continue again Be'ez Hashem on Monday, continuing with Inyonei HaFokos.